Today's way is called weighing someone to the side of merit. In the old pre-digital days, storekeepers would weigh items by using a balance scale. The item would be on one side of the scale, the weights on the other. When the weights on one side matched the item on the other side, the scale would be balanced. If you put another weight on the weight side, the scale would go down. The rabbis used this metaphor to refer to people. Every person has things leading him in a good direction and things leading him in the opposite direction. When his good qualities and bad qualities are balanced, doing a mitzvah can tip the scale in the direction of good. The rabbis say when you want to help a person find something good you can help him do to tip his scale toward the right side. This is a crucial step in the process of helping people, the subject of 48 ways, number 39 to 42. Yesterday's way, number 39, dealt with caring about people. If you can care about people and feel their pain, you'll naturally want to help them to grow and change and deal with their problems. But how do you do that? We might think that the quickest way to help them would be to sit with them, discuss with them their problems, and give them Torah-based solutions. That would be tomorrow's way, stand them up on truth. But good luck with that. Imagine you have a friend who is depressed. Depression, as we mentioned in way number 8, joy is the opposite of joy. It comes from a person looking at his or her life as going in a negative direction with worse and worse things expected to happen in the future. It is a totally debilitating emotion that comes from a negative thought process. So tell your friend, come on, snap out of it. Life is great. Start thinking positively. God loves you. You have a lot to expect in the future. The things that are bothering you can change overnight. Let's work together on doing something to deal with them. What you just told your friend is the true way to get out of depression, but it isn't likely to work. Your depressed friend is too depressed to make the effort to fight bad thoughts and focus on the positive. He or she may even have a chemical imbalance that makes those bad thoughts overwhelmingly powerful. But don't give up. The rabbis say, weigh your friend to the side of merit. Get him or her into doing something positive. Go out with them to a party or get them in a better mood. Learn something to get them thinking about other things than their problems. If the depression is severe, help them see a psychiatrist who can prescribe antidepressant medicine. None of these solves the problem, but it helps put the person into a state where you can help him solve his problem. By being out and about at a party, he has more energy to work on controlling his negative thoughts. The antidepressant medicine makes the negative emotions less powerful, so he can start to use his mind to push his thoughts in a more positive direction. This principle is the one used by all organizations involved in reaching out to Jews today. With the powerful information we can present in programs like our Discovery Seminar, we should be able to say to a young Jew, we can prove to you that there is a God and Torah is true. And if the Torah is true, then you have a responsibility to live with it. Get with the program. Of course we don't do that. When I first came to Eishet Torah 40 years ago, the hook to get me and others to spend time in yeshiva was that it was a free place to stay. And things haven't changed. Outreach needs to be highly subsidized. And the goal is to get young people to do some learning. We don't focus on the heaviest issues right away. All of this is necessary because the body will fight against direct threats to force it to change. So we need to make an end run around the body. Get a person into doing positive things that the body won't strongly object to. The result of those positive things will make a person ready to listen and change in the long term. So if you want to help someone, make a plan. What would lead them in the right direction? Better yet, make 5 plans and choose the best one. Although this way is focused on helping others, it can also be a very useful tool to help yourself. An important principle in Judaism is that it isn't all or nothing. None of us is ready to be perfect overnight. It's true, you should be going to Minyan every day, but start with 1 or 2 times a week. You should be using a lot of your spare time for consistent learning. Start with 1 time a week that you won't change for anything. Work on what your body will allow you to do and move up step by step.